from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964, specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
All right, let's get to our guy, Andrew Wagner. Follow him on Twitter by Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Andrew Wagner, as we talk about the crew. Mr. Wagner, I think Brewers fans were crushed yesterday hearing the news that Christian Yelich is out for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I mean, it was always a possibility, and I think everyone knew that, including everyone in the clubhouse, including Yelich himself. It was nice to hold out that hope, but you get to a point and things aren't getting any better, and you know, that's just where they got. That's where Yelich was. We talked to Matt Ardle. We talked to Pat Murphy in the last half hour, 45 minutes, and they both said it wasn't getting any progress. It wasn't getting any better, and it just became something that had to be done. And may as well just, you know, do it, get it done, and start focusing on what's next.
How confident are they that this is not going to be an issue next year or the rest of his career?
They seem pretty confident. It's one of those things, the way it was explained to me, and we haven't got a lot of exact details on what exactly it was, but it's one of those things where you go in and correct it, and the pain, you know, aside from the obvious surgery pain, kind of goes away immediately. So I've heard all different things. I don't want to speculate on what it was without knowing for sure, but from what I've been told, it's one of those things where once it's done, it's done. And it's not something that's going to keep flaring up anymore. So
that would be good,
I guess.
Okay, that's fine. Because again, I mean, we talk about next year. This team comes back relatively intact without Willy Adames, probably. Starting pitching rotation comes back, and it's Savalier, it's Tobias Myers, it's Peralta. You add Woodruff, possibly Colin Ray's back, and your starting five is better than it is now. Bullpen comes back intact. And you feel good. And if Yelich is healthy all year, playing like how he did earlier in this season, this Brewers team should be even better next year.
Yeah, it really should. And it's one of those things that I think keeps getting lost in all this. You know, there is a wait till next year element to this season. Listen, this is a very good Brewers team. They are having an incredible amount of success despite the odds. But this was supposed to be a rebuilding year. I mean, everyone knew that going in. Nobody had any expectations of this going in. They're playing with house money this year. Are they going to win the World Series? Probably not. Do they have a chance to get there? Yeah, probably. But it comes down to this. They're almost certainly going to make the playoffs this year, barring a massive collapse. What they do in the postseason is gravy. It's icing on top of the sundae. These young dudes are getting experience that you cannot get anywhere else, and you usually don't get with a team this young, this early in their careers. I mean, whatever happens this year, obviously you want them to go all the way, and obviously that's the goal. But this is a great catalyst for what is basically the young core moving forward. Like, anything that happens in the future is going to be built off what happens this year. So it's important to enjoy this while you're having it, and realize there are bigger things coming for this particular group of Brewers players.
Time with Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. We talk about him during Talk About the Crew, presented by Pool Park in Menominee Falls, every Monday and Friday at this time. The Brewers lineup is out. It's Terang, Cheerio Black, Contreras, Adamas, Mitchell, Hoskins, Frelick, Ortiz, Aaron Savalier on the mound for the Brewers. I really want to know what makes Tyler Black a good option to hit at 3 or 4 when he's shown nothing at the major league level. They made Cheerio start from the bottom of the lineup and work his way up. And regardless of what Tyler Black does, he gets a bat 3 or 4 like he's one of the best hitters on the team. It is the biggest head-scratcher of the year for me and the most frustrating aspect of the year for me watching Pat Murphy's team.
You know, we didn't even see the lineup before we walked into Murph's office, and so much of the conversation was, you know, based on Christian Yelich, so we didn't really get a chance to grill him about the lineup this year. But I always take the lineup with a grain of salt. This isn't defending or whatever. It's just, there's always a method to the madness. 9 times out of 10, we don't know what it is. You can look at it and pick it apart all you want, but at the end of the day, it's whatever Murph is got in the back of his head, and it may not make sense to anyone else, and it's just how it goes. I mean, you're right. You know, he hasn't really shown any reason why he should be in there. What are the other options? You know, you take someone out of one spot in the lineup, that creates a hole in another spot in the lineup. I mean, there's so much that goes into it, and it's really easy to sit there and nitpick it.
Well, Andrew, it's easy. This is easy to nitpick. The higher up in the lineup you are, the more at-bats you're going to get. Would you rather have Black in more at-bats than Contreras? Would you rather have...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Have Black and more at-bats than Adamas? Black and more at-bats than Garrett Mitchell? Absolutely not. Like, there's no reason for him to be in the position in that lineup and take bats away from Contreras. And you get in a situation where it's eighth, ninth inning, you got runners on base, and instead of Contreras being up, it's Tyler Black. Like, that is nuts.
I would not anticipate that being the case, because you know, you can always make a move, you can always substitute, and sometimes that comes into play too. You know, sometimes possible bullpen matchups come into play when you're making out a lineup, as ridiculous as it may seem, but these are the kind of things that managers and coaches think about when they're trying to put together a game plan and put together a lineup. You got to be able to see the whole game sometimes, as that's one of the things they think of. Does it make sense? Absolutely not. And I can understand where people are getting upset about it, but here's the other thing you got to keep in mind. The only way that you're going to learn how to hit big league pitching is by hitting big league pitching. So, you know what? That one or two extra at-bats, sometimes it pays off.
But your top prospect in the organization, Jackson Chourio, didn't get the same treatment?
Very true. But, again, that was however many months ago, and it's a different time, a different situation. So, no, it's not going to make sense looking on the surface. And, yeah, there's probably 1,000 questions, and I'm sure we're going to get an explanation post-game. But, I mean, it's just one of those things. You can nitpick it all you want, but at the end of the day, there's always a reason. We may not know it right away, but there's always a reason, and may not agree with it, but that's the reason.
Let's talk about the bullpen guys. Who is in danger of when
Elvis
they start?
Piguero.
Oh, didn't take long for you to answer that one. It's Piguero,
well,
huh?
It comes down to a couple of things. First and foremost, he's got minor league options available. Ah. So that right there puts him out. Then there's the whole fact that he ain't doing so great when it comes to inherited runners. I think it's 15 of 22 or 24 or something like that. That ain't going to cut it. We ended up not asking about that yesterday because there's a million other things to bring up. But that's definitely got to be a concern. I mean, bringing the guy in with runners on base has not worked out for quite some time. Take that and couple it with the fact that he's got minor league options remaining and not many other guys in that bullpen do. I mean, you're not going to pull Jared Koenig out of there. I mean, that kind of goes without saying. You're not going to pull Brian Hudson out of there, and you're sure as hell not going to pull Devin Williams out of there. They've got options remaining. So that leaves who else has minor league options? Well, Elvis Piguero. And the combination of the lack of production and minor league options means probably you'd think he's the odd man out.
So that explains McGill coming back, that Piguero would be one of the guys that would go out. But you still have Mizorowski, I think. I mean, last night he's throwing, what, 103 down at AAA Nashville? I think, right? He's probably going to get a shot at this thing before it's all said and done to help this team down the stretch?
I would assume that if you're going to see Mizorowski, he's going to be a September guy.
Right.
When the rosters expand. They still want him to get some work out of the bullpen right now. And he's done very well in the handful of appearances he's had, but it's still an adjustment, and it's still one that they're trying to make for him. So I think they're going to leave him down there for the rest of the month, and I think he's the kind of guy that you're going to see come September when he add a couple of extra roster spots. Because, again, who are you going to take out to replace with Miz?
That's what I'm saying. You know, yeah.
Yes. So he probably will probably bring McGill back. You know, we've heard it's going to be pretty soon, so I would assume McGill comes back, Piguero goes out, and then when rosters expand, you see Mizorowski come up. Might even get a look at Craig Yoho the way that he's been dealing down there.
Yep.
I mean, he's been absolutely phenomenal, and maybe Piguero figures it out and comes back. But in terms of the immediate future, I mean, I would have to guess that the guy that gets sent out is Piguero because, again, he's got minor league options, can't really move anybody else, and the guy just hasn't been getting the job done. And there's... they can't afford that. With the number of close games they play, they cannot afford to be sacrificing inherited runners.
I mean, my God, if Mizorowski is right, you're going to bring Mizorowski, McGill, and Devin Williams in the last three innings, Charlie? Good night. It's over.
I'm really happy with that.
Yeah, it's all
phenomenal,
done.
It's a phenomenal. Listen, they, again, probably not going to win the World Series. Let's be realistic here. But for all the griping that I hear about, they've lost this guy, they didn't make this move, they didn't trade for this player, you look at the way this roster could shape up going down the stretch and going into the postseason, this is a pretty dangerous team. Even without Christian Yelich, they've shown that they can figure out ways to win games. Have they done it consistently? Not really. But they've avoided the major losing streak. They've won the games that they've had to win when they've had to win them. That's a dangerous combination. The way this team is built, I mean, it's built to win now and it's built to win tomorrow. And they're going to be a tough out come playoffs. They really are.
He is Andrew Wagner. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Covers the Brewers for Forbes Sports. Thank you so much for coming on, man. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk on Monday.
Always a pleasure, my friend. See you.
You betcha. There he is. Andrew Wagner is part of our Talk About the Crew segment brought to you by Pool Park. Do I love having Andrew Wagner on? Because I can yell and scream and carry on. He doesn't take anything personal. He knows that's who I am because we've known each other for 100 years. And we can go back and have the conversation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.